Pittsburgh has reinvented itself as a hub for tech firms like Google and Uber. But it's also mired in an effort to replace a system of lead pipes laid down many decades ago. The city's water authority just halted part of its effort to replace thousands of lead service lines because it was actually making the problem worse. Pittsburgh is under a state mandate to replace its lead service lines because of the dangerous health impacts of lead exposure, especially for children. But it faces a stack of legal, technical, and financial hurdles to do it. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports that it looks like there's no quick fix for solving the problem.
A work crew is digging down below a narrow street in Pittsburgh. The crew has been at it for an hour or so, first using a backhoe to dig through layers of asphalt, cement, and clay. 5 feet below street level, Mark McClafferty is now using a shovel as he uncovers one last scoop of dirt before finding what the crew has been looking for.
Lead!
He sees the telltale sign of lead pipes, large round lumps where different sections of pipe join together, almost like the pipes are swollen.
It's round. That's when they heat it up and melt the lead together. Anything else would have a nut on it.
Each water line into a house has two parts. One part is owned by the water authority, and the other by the property owner. The crew has found a line with lead on both sides, the city's and the homeowner's. In that case, the city won't replace its half of the line, says Manda Metzger, an engineer with the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, or PWSA.
So we just backfill it and leave it until, you know, we either coordinate with the homeowner if they prefer to change their line. Otherwise, we can't do a partial replacement.
Since failing its lead test last year, the Water Authority has been under state mandate to replace 7% of its lead lines a year. Until June, the Water Authority had been doing partial replacements, replacing public lead pipes, but not private ones. But just doing one side of the service line can actually make the problem worse, says Bob Weimar, interim executive director of the PWSA. Weimar says there's a coating inside the pipes that keeps lead from getting into water. Construction can jostle some of that coating, and it can break off.
Basically, you could say that it's similar to what happens in a stream when you have a rainstorm, a heavy rainstorm, and it washes away debris that might have collected in the stream.
When the authority has replaced only its side of the lead service lines, lead levels have spiked. One home had a reading nearly 100 times the federal action level for lead. For the hundreds of homes where there have been partial line replacements, the authority is recommending residents flush their water lines before using them for drinking and use pitcher-style lead filters. Corey Riddle went a step further.
Down below here, this is like the reserve tank, and it's got three filtration systems, so it's kind of nice because it's constantly filtering water and cleaning itself.
Riddle and his roommate installed a $200 water treatment system under their kitchen sink when they first heard there may be lead in the water last year. Then the city did a partial lead line replacement on his street a few months ago. His lead removal system keeps his water clean, but he's frustrated that he and his roommate had to install the system just to get clean water.
It's pretty lousy, to be honest. Kind of the half-baked effort, if you will, of just replacing half of it and increasing lead content.
He knows removing the thousands of lead service lines will be a huge expense. By some estimates, between $300 and $400 million. But he says the city should have been more proactive with the problem.
I guess I understand those limitations, but it's also, I have to question, why was it allowed to get to this level?
That's a question Allegheny County Controller Chelsea Wagner has been asking. She says lead has become like a hot potato between the various state and local agencies with a hand in Pittsburgh's water.
You have city officials, you have county officials, all different levels, just pointing their fingers in a million different directions, but no one actually getting down to the real work and doing the hard work. I'm not saying any of this is easy, but it's very, very doable.
She thinks the city's water authority is overestimating how much it would cost to replace all of its lead pipes. Wagner calculates that the city, which had its largest surplus in years in 2016, could replace its lead lines in 5 years.
That's why I get so incredibly frustrated, because it is very, very fixable. What we're just lacking is the will to do it.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto says that's not true. The city has given out close to 20,000 pitchers with lead filters in them. And he's trying to get a state law passed that will allow the Water Authority to replace private lead lines, with the homeowner paying a share of the cost. Peduto says the next round of lead testing due by the end of the year is likely to comply with EPA limits. And when that happens, PWSA won't be required to remove any more of its lead pipes. But Peduto says the Water Authority is planning to go ahead with a 10 to 12 year plan to remove those pipes, even if it isn't required by law.
To be honest, the system is antiquated and it won't get better. We may be able to treat it, but the long-term solution is to completely remove lead pipes from our water system.
Kevin Edmondson's house is among those whose water lines were recently dug up. He's on the porch of his house with his two grandchildren, Dream and Kiersey.
You like to play? Yeah. Eat what?
Cereal.
The day the Water Authority's digging crew came to his street last week was the first time he'd heard about lead.
That's all I know. It's not good for you. You know, I hear lead, it's like, okay, I'm out of here.
As it turns out, the private side of the pipe on his house is copper, and the public side is lead. So the Water Authority will be able to replace its lead pipe.
I'm excited for them to be changing it, though. You know, to keep my family safe. You know, I don't drink tap water, but, you know, I'm saying, use water in other ways, you know.
Edmondson, as it turns out, is lucky. Thousands of Pittsburghers will have to wait years to have their lead lines replaced. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.